Blog Talk Radio.
You've been gone, it's an empty home. Come on back where you really belong. You are always welcome home, welcome home. You've been kept down for much too long.
Welcome to the Sankofa Repatch Radio Podcast. I'm your host, D. Ryan. Last time I introduced myself as Dwayne, but I think I'm going to go D. Ryan. Let me know what you think about it. So we want to welcome you to the radio podcast, and we want to thank you, as always, for joining us every Saturday and every Tuesday. We do appreciate your listenership. As always, we want to remind you of our mission here at the Sankofa Repatriation Assistance Program. Our main mission is to serve as a business incubator. We want to assist our brothers and sisters here in the diaspora migrate and set up businesses on the African continent. Mainly, we're going to start with five West African countries: Ghana, Senegal, The Gambia, Sierra Leone, and Nigeria. So we want to ask that you could visit our website where you can get more information on our program. That is sankofarepat.com. That's sankofarepat.com. I also want to encourage and ask that you consider to become a monthly contributor and choose to donate as little as $1 per month to help us on our mission. And that will go a very long way and assist us in achieving our goals. So do click on the donate button, and that will take you to Patreon, and you can set up your monthly subscription. We have seen where a lot of our brothers and sisters are, you know, donated more than $1 per month. And we do appreciate it if you could do more than $1. That will get us to our goal even so much faster. But if you could only do $1 and that's not hurting you, we are still thankful for your contribution. So donate. As always, we want to remind you of our social media streams. That is where you can get the latest updates. Whenever we have information coming out, that's where we share it with our community first. So on Twitter, we're Program Sankofa, and on Instagram, we're Sankofa Repatriation. On Facebook and YouTube, our name is Sankofa Repatriation Assistance Program. Search for that and subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Facebook or like our page on Facebook. And like I said before, that is where we will share the latest information that we have with our community. And some of the last information that we shared with our community was the availability of the free land that is set aside under the Pan-African Village Project in Ghana, where the king and the chief has set aside 5,000 acres of land for us in the diaspora. If you want to get some land to build a home, it is possible. And it's possible that you can get more than just enough land to build a house. If you have a small-scale farm or some other project that you see would be fit for that community, you can send them their plan and they'll consider it and give you more land. There is a $700 fee for transferring that land to your name, but the land is free. You pay the fees that are associated with transferring the title, which is called an indenture there, to your name. So you can send us an email at send us an email at admin@sankofarepat.com, and we will email you with the site plan and the application for that. And also, if you want more information, follow us on our social media stream. We could give you more information on it there. Again, on Twitter, we're at Program Sankofa, and on Instagram, we're Sankofa Repatriation. Also, on Facebook and YouTube, we are Sankofa Repatriation Assistance Program. Okay, so today we're going to be having a very special guest. He will be joining us from London, UK. This brother is called, his name is, we're proud to announce, Alpha Kwabo. And he has been doing a lot of great work within the community. He has spoken and interviewed a lot of influential people within our community that are created and providing value to our people. So I will be talking to Alpha later on in a couple of minutes, and he will be sharing with us, you know, some of the works that he is doing, you know, and just give us a general idea of, you know, what keeps him going, his motivation, and he'll tell us, you know, or share with us his ideas on what we can do, you know, in building the Africa that we want to see. So later on, we'll be talking to our brother, Alpha Kwabo. Okay, so again, I want to remind you to go to our website, that is sankofarepat.com, and you can get some information on our program there. So again, you know, likewise, throughout this time, we want to remind you to be safe throughout these trying times that we're having. You want to be, you know, staying in your home as much as possible. That is what I have been doing. I'm pretty much going on the road as little as once per week, you know, to get some regular things that I'll need at the house. And I try to stay in as much as possible. So I would urge you to do the same and try to stay safe throughout these times. Some other information that we want to share with you are event that was coming up in May that has been postponed. We will be notifying you know, our community members on when we know of a date for that event. So if you have purchased tickets for that event, all your ticket is safe. You will not lose anything. You will be credited for the new event, so you don't have to worry about anything with regards to your ticket. So if you need more information, likewise, you know, just send us an email, admin@sankofarepat.com. Some other information we want to share with you. We want to remind you to check out one of our podcasts. I think that was podcast 10. We had spoke about the latter part of that podcast. We had spoke about some foods that you could choose to use or add to your diet now to boost your immune system to fight off this virus. So check out podcast 10. I'm sure you'll find a lot of great information there in the latter part of that podcast. So, like I said before, I want to thank you very much for always listening and tuning to the Sankofa Repat podcast. We do appreciate your listenership. So we're going to try to get in contact with our host and our guests, rather, and work on any issues that we're having there, having our guests joining us. Let's see. Okay, so within a couple of minutes, we're going to be having our host, our guest, I keep saying host, we're going to be having our guest joining us. So we're just going to go over some information that we want to share with you. I've already talked about the Pan-African Village Project. So regards to the land that is set aside for us in the diaspora, that is 5,000 acres of land. So far, we have seen great response to that. We have a lot of applications that have come in, and I'm going to, for our next show, we're going to try to gather some numbers as far as how many lots were available and how many applications have been sent in and funds that are being paid to confirm, you know, transfer of those lots. I know the first 100 acres out of 5,000 has been, for lack of a better word, cut up, and the site plan is made available. So we want to find out how many lots are within that first 100 acres and how many have been, how many applications have been confirmed so far. So last I heard, there were 9. And that was about a week and a half ago. There were 9 applications that were confirmed, and those titles were going to be transferred for the applicants. And we keep receiving inquiries and requests for the applications. And we see where when one person sends in an inquiry, they're saying, oh, we know of 5 more other people that are interested. So we don't expect this first 100 acres to last very long. We've also seen where people, or brothers and sisters from the UK. I saw one brother on from UK. This was a video that was posted on YouTube where he where the Pan-African Village will be located, and just to check out the land and just to verify that it is there. So. So he has went to check it out and, you know, just to take a look at it. So that was a great video. I think this was posted on a brother's channel on YouTube called Echo Simpson. And his first name is spelled E-K-O-W Simpson. So if you search up Echo Simpson on YouTube, you will be able to see a couple of the videos that are showing the land. And interviewed a couple of other people who went to check it out. So far, I've seen 3 videos going to check out the land, you know, and ensure that it's there. So it's kind of funny that you're going to check out land to ensure that it's there. Of course, it's there. So that video is there. Those videos are there on YouTube, so you can look them up. Search for E-K-O-W, Echo Simpson. We're going to try to have Echo on the podcast also to shed some more information on that. Echo, he lives in Ghana. I think he's Ghanaian. But he has a YouTube channel, and he does a lot of traveling also. So we're going to try to bring him on to give us his side and what it's like there. Okay. So we're going to take about 5 more minutes to have our guest on. So we see where we do have a caller. I'm not sure if the caller is calling in just to listen or want to participate, want to share some ideas with us or ask a question. We're going to go ahead and bring on the caller. So see what's going on. So caller, you are online. Just give us your first name and where you're calling from. Paula, you are on.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
This is Adriana.
Adriana, how you doing, Adriana?
I'm great. Just trying to hear some good information. I guess caller. I didn't realize.
Yeah. I thought you were. So you're just snooping around, huh?
I am. So I can get some good information.
Yeah, that's cool. So we were just waiting for our guest to call in. He asked for about 5 more minutes, so he will be joining us. I was just sharing some information about the 5,000 acres of land that was set aside for us. Have you sent in your application already, Adriana?
I have, and I'm so very excited. I'm thankful that you had said that resource about somebody was going out to, you know, look at the land, and I was going to see if you were actually can say that person's name for me one more time, so I can write it down. I was like,
That was Eko Simpson. His first name is spelled E K O W Simpson.
Okay.
Yeah. So he did a couple of videos where
I'm very, very excited.
Oh yeah. And I'm more so excited because I've sent in my application and paid the fee already. And I was even more so excited when I saw the pictures of buildings that you could build that Sister Yah was sharing on her Facebook page.
Yes.
Those are great, some
to get the visuals. Mm-hmm. I love the visuals. From that end, you know, because I have my own visual in my mind, and so seeing it there is great, and in person is going to be even better. So, I'm excited. I'm very thankful and blessed to have the opportunity.
Yep, so true. So one of the things that's hurting right now is that, you know, we have this going on where we're, you know, getting the land and, you know, thinking about what we could build. But then again, we have this travel restriction, and I'm just hoping that this will all clear up very soon.
Right.
Uh-huh,
I can
uh-huh.
see it, you know, passing us very soon. So have faith. I'm going to just encourage that and just continue to push that into the world, just keeping that faith.
This too shall pass. Exactly. That's what I'm hoping for the pass over real quick, and we all could, you know, come out victorious on the other end, because, hey, I don't want this to affect any of our people in our community here.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't.
Yes, and I had some other, like, questions, because I went to the website, and I reviewed the website, and so I did have some follow-up questions, so I don't know if maybe I can hold them for the podcast for next week, they are be irrelevant now for this one, but there were just, you know, some questions, you know, about the program that I had seen that is like a 10-day program that everybody needs to be a part of. So I was just kind of wondering about that and some other things.
Yeah, so you did went and look at the Assay Boomman website, which is assayboomman.com website, right?
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, they have certain criteria that they wanted you to fulfill to qualify for the land. From what I see is that from when they conceptualized the program, which is a Pan-African Village Project, they put all these criteria together. But as time progressed and it was, you know, gaining traction, I think they lacked some of those restrictions and criteria. So all those are not required anymore, as far as what I understand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Even the time to build, because after the indenture was transferred to you, they initially said you had 1 year to build, and then they extended that to 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, even though looking at some of them, though, they all look like good idea, you know, to assimilate to the culture there. It seemed like a good program to take part in, all of those. So Yeah, but I think most of those have been lax.
Yes, so I'm excited. I'm thankful for it, and I continue to share with those that I come in counter with, and you know, it's up to them whether they want to explore. So yes, so thank you.
Not a problem. So I see our guest has joined us. So we're going to go ahead and bring our guest on very soon. So our guest today is Alpha Kwabe, Kwabo. And he's we'll be calling in from the UK. He was originally born in Angola, and he's a very passionate human rights and community activist, looking out for the interests of the community. He also works as a radio and TV broadcaster and film and video editor. So we're going to go ahead and bring on our guest and, you know, continue the show. So, Alpha, how are you doing? Can you hear me, Alpha? Okay. So let's see if we are having any issues on his side. As soon as he can hear me, I think he will jump in. So we're going to give him a couple more minutes. But I see where he was on. So let's see. Can you hear me, Alpha? Okay, so it seems as if he's not hearing me. So we do see another caller online. So we're going to try to bring on the caller. And let us know if you have a question or you want to share some information with us. Alpha, okay. So go ahead, caller. Just let us know your name and where you're calling from.
Joshua Lott from Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, Joshua, how are you doing? Have you called us before?
I'm doing pretty good. Yes, great. I called when RJ Mahdi was on.
Oh, okay, great. I do remember. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Okay, nice. So do you want to share with us some information today, or you have a question for us?
I'll share something, and I do have one quick question.
Mm-hmm.
I also purchased some land, a plot of land,
so I'm
excited about that.
Uh-huh.
I was kind of curious, will the Sabo Village have certain things like a fire department or a police department?
Okay. So,
and if not, could we build one ourselves as a community, like build our own police department?
I'm thinking as a cooperative and as a collective, we all could come together and build what is needed if it is not there. I did ask Chief Obokese with regards to internal roads within the community, because that is like would be like a community expense. But he said for building the roads, that wouldn't be an expense to the residents of the village. It would be under the community government that is there, which would be either the municipal government or the county government that is there. So that's what he shared with me in regards to internal roads. So I think the same would apply to fire stations. And what was the other one that you asked?
Police department.
Police. Okay. So what I can do is I could pass on that question to the chief, and we could try and share that information on our social media streams. But I would think let's get that answer from Chief Obokese before I say something that I really don't know. But regards to roads, though, that is what he had shared with us, that the roads would be a part of the expense to the government that is there within that community.
I see. Mm-hmm. And I would be interested in a Pan-African bank.
A Pan-African bank.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Something that's very transparent and people can gather their monies, like a GoFundMe in a sense, where people can collect their money to sponsor certain things and lend money to certain events. So if somebody wants to build a school, we can have a Pan-African bank to loan the money to somebody who's qualified. Yeah. You know, something like that. I would be interested in learning more about how insurance companies and banks could be added.
So this sounds like it would be a great addition to the community. It is. So I've looked at the Google Maps for that area, and I think along that main road that runs from Cape Coast to Kumasi, where Asebu Village is, there's a bank that is somewhere there. But if we want something that is within, you know, that specific community, I think that is a possibility. It is something that you could help with. This is something you could put a proposal together also and forward this to the chief and the king there. And there was a lot of land for who wants to do this. So from what I'm hearing now, this came as a thought to me some time ago, I think we should now start forming a group where we could, you know, brainstorm different ideas of how we could come together as a collective and fund some of those initiatives that we want to see there. So I think that is something that we could do.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, well, thanks for calling in, Josh. We really do appreciate it, and we're looking forward to seeing you. Have you, started looking at your building plan, or do you have any idea when would you like to start to build? Do you want to visit there first?
I would like to. I have plot number 6 by the shopping center and the health center. And so, since I'm a chiropractor, I can actually practice in Ghana. And I was debating on whether or not I should turn it into a chiropractic health facility since it's next to the health center, or do something else with it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But I have to go visit first and see what the land is like in the area.
Oh, okay. Great, great, great. Like I said, if that is your plan, you know, and once you present it to the chief, and you know, they'll either say they like the idea and, you know, give you the green light to go ahead with it. So all in all, it sounds very exciting to me, and I like the response from the community. So I'm just looking forward to being able to visit there and see the development. It would be great for the Asebu area and our people that live there, and it would be great for us too.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to it.
Yep. All right, thanks very much, Josh. So those are your questions. Oh, and you already shared your idea about the bank.
Thanks, Dwayne, for having me.
Okay, not a problem. Have a great day. So we're going to try to see if we can connect with... Okay, fine.
Bye-bye.
All right. So we're going to see if we could connect with Alpha now. He said he's hearing me, so let's try to bring him on again. Can you hear me, Alpha? Okay, so... I'm not sure why I can't hear him. Give me one moment. Okay, so we're going to try to connect with Alpha. He's having some technical issues joining us. Adriana, are you still there?
Hi. Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. So Alpha is going to try to join back again. So what are some of the things that you're doing to stay safe, Adriana, in Indianapolis?
You said what are some things that I'm doing?
Yeah, what are some of the things that you're doing to stay safe during these times?
Really just kind of following what, you know, our leadership has instructed us, you know, kind of staying at home as much as possible, not really populating or, you know, gathering with a bunch of folks, just really going to the stores, for absolutely necessary things, and just continuing to, you know, wash your hands.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much in taking like vitamins to boost up my immune system. Is really what something that I've started to do that I wasn't doing before, which I feel like it was already something we should have already been doing. But that's one thing that I started to do, just kind of boost up my immune system.
So yeah, so that's one thing I say this coronavirus thing does is remind us, and you know, to be doing some of the things that we should have already been doing. For example, a backyard garden, you know, simple stuff like those. We're gonna see if we could if Alpha can hear us. Can you hear me now, Alpha? I think he's there. Can you hear me, Alpha? Okay, it seems he's still not. Okay, so he's gonna try to call in on the phone rather than using a link to join. So let's see if that works. All right. Yep. So like we're saying, Adriana, this scare kind of reminds us of to be doing some of the things that we should have already been doing. And that is, that is what I have been doing, you know, here to stay safe, staying home.
Yeah.
So luckily for me, luckily for me.
If I do go out, I'll probably put like some gloves on if I go into like a business. But other than that, doing those things.
Yep. So right before everything started happening, you know, the panic rush started, I was able to get extra bottles for water, like some extra 5-gallon jugs. What else? The 5-gallon containers. I was able to get a couple of those. And I was able to get some Lysol, some other stuff. But when I tried to get, I'm trying to remember what try to get, and I couldn't get it. Yeah, so that's what I've been doing, you know, staying home mostly. I think we have our guest, he's calling in now, so we're going to see. Alpha,
can you hear me, brother?
Yes, I can hear you now. Great. So it seems that we were having a problem with the link that you were using. We have tested that before, and it did work. I'm not sure what happened there, but we're glad to have you on. How are you doing?
I'm great, my brother. I'm great.
Okay, nice to have you on the program. It is our pleasure. And also, we have our co-host here with us, Adriana. Say hi to her also.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing, brother Queen?
I'm great. Thank you.
Okay. So it is a couple of minutes, maybe going up to midnight where you are. So we want to thank you very much for joining us. So we want to get into the program. Again, we want to thank you for joining us. So I'm just going to jump right into it, Alpha. From what we've seen, you were born in Angola, and now you're living in the UK, and you know, you do a lot of work in the community, and you also work as a radio and TV broadcaster. Can you tell us a little bit about your background and how was it like growing up in Angola?
One more time, it's a pleasure to have to be in your show, my brother. As you wrote on the little bio, my name is Alpha Kwabo. I was born in Angola, Queen Zinda's Land. Angola is next to its former Kingdom of Congo. So we consider ourselves to be from the Kingdom of Congo because Angola is a Portuguese is colonized by Portugal. So Portuguese, they're the one who gave us this Angola name, but it's not really our name. So obviously, I was born in Angola. Then from Angola, I studied in Portugal, and then from Portugal, I went to the United States, and in the United States, UK, and yeah, so I begin to travel the world. That's where I am. I'm in the UK right now.
Oh, okay. Okay, great, great, great. So we see, you know, some of the works that you're doing there. So that is great. You know, I watch some of your videos, and I'm pretty inspired by what you're doing. Can you real quickly give us, you know, a little about your experience in the UK? And I didn't know that you had lived in Portugal, so you could include Portugal also.
Yes. Yeah, basically, my work is based around media, community organizing, and culture. So those three tools that are used to emancipate and educate and inform our people. Culture is really important for us to be in connect with our continent, which is Africa. Media, obviously, I'm heavily involved in a lot of media, in different media platforms here in the UK, such as radio, TV. Then, obviously, community is really about organizing and mobilize our community just so we can come together, not only locally but globally, to understand what we can do to help rebuild and develop our motherland, Africa.
Nice. I like it. So I see. Like I said, I see the work that you're doing. Every time I watch your videos, I see this certain amount of passion that is always evident in what you do. You know, you're not just there and doing it at face value. You're all into it, and I see the passion. Can you share with us, you know, what gives you this passion and this drive to do what you do?
Our ancestors. I do what I do because I do what ancestors work. It's our ancestors. So, because we understand that we all came from that continent called Africa, or our land, or Kemet. So, obviously, we're here today because of the great work and the wisdom, the knowledge, the drive of all of our ancestors that made it possible for us to be here today. So we have to understand and keep embracing and then follow the legacy of all of our great ancestors who fought blood, sweat, and tears for us to be here today. So it is important for us to carry out the legacy of all of our great ancestors. So I'm just following the footsteps of all of our great Dr. Leila Africa, who just passed a couple of days ago. Malcolm X, Thomas Sankara, Patrice Lumumba, our Queen Zinga. So it's really to keep our legacy, keep the legacy of our ancestors, the fighting of our ancestors.
I like it, which reminds me to the latter part of one of Marcus Garvey's speeches that he made, where he had mentioned that he will come back in a whirlwind. And we truly see that in the spirit of our people that are keeping the work alive today. Okay, so we're going to take it. Go ahead. Oh, okay, great. So we're going to take it back to Angola, as it was named by the Portuguese, you say. I'm going to take it back to Portuguese, Angola for a minute. I noticed that you had mentioned Queen Nzinga a while ago. So can you tell us about some of our heroes from Angola, some of our freedom fighters from Angola throughout history?
So Queen Zinga is probably one of the greatest women that Africa ever had. One of the greatest women. So we have to study Queen Zinga. Often time, we not really study. We can easily study Malcolm X, Frederick Douglass, Marcus Garvey. We can easily study all of these great freedom fighters. I call them freedom fighters. Obviously Martin Luther King, and we study all these greats, but we forget to study the great work of all of our great kings and queens and freedom fighters in Africa. And then once we begin to study the struggle of our ancestors from the continent, then we begin to understand that all the great ancestors in the United States, we have so much connection, so much connection. So, and it is important for us to really understand, we have to study the great work of all of our ancestors in the continent and in their forests, just so we understand the same struggle that you're facing today in the United States is the same struggle that we're still facing in the continent. Then once we both understand the struggle, then we will fight in unity to liberate the continent of Africa and to free, to emancipate our communities, such in the United States or in the UK or in France or in Portugal, because all these major so-called power has a lot to do with our destruction of the continent. So, but one thing I always tell our brothers and sisters in the United States, or especially the English speakers, don't sleep on the Portuguese when it comes to the destruction of the African continent, because Portuguese, they're the one who, after the Arabs, Portugal was one of the countries that lead the human rights, the human rights abuse of our ancestors. So I always say to brothers and sisters all over the world, never forget and don't sleep on what the Portuguese did to our ancestors. So once you understand what the Portuguese did to our ancestors, then you will connect.
That is so amazing that you had said that. I'm so sorry. Like, and I'm going to do my own individual research. I had never known that that had any impact.
Mm-hmm.
So, because remember, the key, so many of our brothers and sisters in the United States, probably half or even more, come from the Kingdom of Congo. All our Gullah Geechee people, if you know all the Gullah Geechee people from North and South Carolina,
South Carolina,
come from the Kingdom of Congo. So it is important for us to understand, because we quick, obviously we pounded on the British. We have to pound it on the British on Britain, but never forget the Portuguese and the French, what they did into our continent. Is extremely important, because we understand the language barrier matters a lot. The language barrier, but once we begin to understand the both sides, you will see that we must need to connect worldwide.
I can see why you said that's great. Thank you.
Yep. And I like how you put it, Alpha, that you mentioned the so-called power. Because a lot of the power really does rest on Africa. So the others, I would say, they're so-called power. But Adriana, just to add what you just said, so it's no surprise, you know, that a lot of more people wouldn't have known this, because sometimes it's by design. And once you start digging and you start doing your own little research, you start learning a lot more things, and then you start connecting with our brothers and sisters on the continent a lot more. So we thank you for sharing that with us, Alpha, and we're so glad that we brought you on today. So you talked about Queen Nzinga. Are there any other notable of our ancestors in from Angola that you want to tell us about? You could, you know, shed some light on.
Yeah, we got so many queens, so many kings and queens that fought to liberate the kingdom or this so-called the kingdom. So, but the, obviously, we don't really talk about it. We got Yolinda Rodriguez. She fought. So we got so many of our. We got Mandumi. We got so many that I can count that actually fought. We got Quimpavita. So we got so many of our kings and queens liberated that actually fought to free the kingdom of Congo. But unfortunately, as I said, because of the language barrier, it's hard for us to really connect. But we have to understand, when they divide Africa in 1885 to 1884, when they divide Africa, they all came together. They all came together. It was a plan to defeat Africa forever. So right now, fast forward, at this present time, it is about time for us to really just connect worldwide and to bring forth our history just so we can fight in unity worldwide.
So, that is one of the greatest force that a lot of people will see today is us in the diaspora, you know, coming together. Because we understand our issues, we understand what we need to succeed as a people, and we, you know, we love and appreciate our people. So that is going to be a major force when, you know, we start coming together as a community. And I want to stress the word community because, you know, I don't think a lot of our people really value the need for community. So, you know, everyone that I've interacted so far throughout what I've been doing lately, the Sankofa Repatriation Assistance Program, I really do appreciate everyone because we're coming together and we're making the community so much stronger.
Why?
Okay. So, Alpha, we're going to take it to present day. Can you share with us what it's like in Angola today? What is the social and economical atmosphere like there? And what are some of the challenges that are in Angola today?
So today, Angola, obviously, we became independent. In 1974, 1975. We became independent from the because Angola.
I don't mean to cut you off or stop you there, but sometimes I hear became independent. I probably would want to change that to something like our independence was restored, because I think, you know, Africa was always a free place. But for something along the line, you know, someone came along and thought different. So I like the words, you know, our independence was restored. What do you think about that?
Say that again, sorry.
Yeah, I was saying, rather than saying became independent, I like to say our independence was restored.
Yeah, let's put it that way. So we as Angolans, I say the name independence because it's the time 1974 is the time that we declare that we free from the Portugal. We're free from
great.
Them. So, because what I'm saying is I don't like to renegade our ancestors of slave or something like that, because my grandfather, he's never been enslaved. So I don't like to, because sometimes we give him so much power to the West, to the European, and then we don't understand subliminally that can affect our mind.
Yep.
So we became, well, obviously, we fought against the Portuguese. And the most beautiful thing, we kicked the Portuguese out of our country with no weapons.
Mm-hmm.
It was African swords and stones, and everybody came together.
Wow.
My father, like our revolution against the Portugal, people don't really talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
We use our African spirituality. We use our African swords, our African willingness to kick the Portuguese, the Europeans, out of our nation.
Yeah.
So, obviously, we succeed. We managed to do that. So we became, we took control of our nation. But the problem is, what happened is the Portuguese, they financed the political party that's still in power to keep their interest alive until this present day.
Yeah.
So from around seventy-nine, they killed the president. The president who declared the freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Or they killed him. They put a puppet over there that ruled the country until from 79 until 2017.
Wow.
So from, imagine, 30-something years, we only had one president.
One president.
That was controlling Angola like his own property.
Yeah.
So it used to be backed by the Americans, by the British, by the French, by the Portuguese, by everybody.
Yeah.
Because he only cared about his family and his clique.
Mm-hmm.
So from all this year, he used to run the country like his own property, like his own private business. So mine, Angola, is one of the richest nation in terms of mineral resources in Africa. All that region of Congo, that region of the Kingdom of Congo, which is now Congo DRC, Angola, Gabon, that region alone is the most richest, the most powerful in terms of mineral resources in the world.
Uh-huh.
Whoever controls that region control the economy worldwide. People don't talk about it. If any power controls Angola, Congo, put together that region, because that region, from that region comes all the mineral resources that we need. The cell phones. Have you heard about cobalt? Right, cobalt.
Coltan.
Yeah, coltan. Mm-hmm. Everything comes out of that land. Oil.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they want completely destabilization of that region in order for them to control. So oftentimes they put a puppet to control everything.
Wow.
So that is why in 2007, from 79, later 70 until now, until 2017, only 3-4 years ago, we had one dictatorship, one man control everything. So they used to, they
they used to finance the his party,
mm-hmm.
and later down the line, they financed another party just so we can kill each other amongst ourselves. So then we had a civil war that ends 2002, 27 years, the most longest civil war that we Africa ever had.
Wow.
27 years killing each other,
wow.
brothers and sisters. So that had a major impact
mm-hmm.
in our future. So that's why this same situation happened in different countries in Africa.
Oh, yeah.
They completely destabilized the economy,
mm-hmm.
destabilized
mm-hmm.
The government in order to control.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Angola, pretty much we only now, we haven't probably, so obviously the war ends 2002. Then realistically speaking, we're only living peacefully for almost 12, not longer than 20 years.
Yeah, about 17 and a half years or so. Wow. Well, I must say, I must commend, you know, the resilience of the Angolan people, you know, to persevere and push beyond all the adversities that are brought onto them. And I know, you know, we all should, you know, succeed as a people. I really have to commend, you know, the fight of the Angolan people. So throughout all of this, let's talk about, you know, probably some of your influence. You know, who are some of the leaders in our communities that you draw influence and inspiration from? Who would you say out of all of our, you know, of our leaders and freedom fighters in our community, which one would be your favorite and why?
I've only go to great leaders that I am who I am because of two great leaders
mm-hmm.
that fought to liberate my country together, side by side, with
mm-hmm.
four African swords to kick the hell out of the Portuguese without having no weapon at all, but which is my mother mm-hmm. and my father. Both
okay.
of them, they fought. And obviously, my mom's still alive today. My father just passed away last year.
My condolences.
So both of them, they were in the front, like in the battlefield,
mm-hmm.
to keep the Portuguese out of our nation.
Wow.
So they are my bigger inspiration in life.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the two people that made me realize that gave me all the platforms, all the education, all the wisdom, all the drive to fight for what I believe, to fight for the liberation of our people, not only
mm-hmm.
in Africa, but in the world. That's why whatever African, whatever place that you in the world, is your responsibility
mm-hmm.
to fight to liberate and to emancipate, to educate, to uplift, to develop the continent of Africa. Because
mm-hmm.
Africa is our base.
Yep.
And everybody got a base. Chinese got a base, which is China. Europeans
mm-hmm.
got a base, which is Europe. We need to build our base, which is Africa. And Africa is only going to be free when all the children of Africa
mm-hmm.
realize that we must need to go back to help. Because we can, as we speak, sisters getting raped as we speak.
Yep.
Brothers
that is
and
true.
Sisters getting beat to death as we speak. So it is about time for us here in the West, the United States, England, to at least go over there and just stand in solidarity with our brothers and sisters. Because once Africa, in order for the African continent to rise, we all need to rise together with Africa. That's why the world can never respect a black man or black women, because our base is weak.
So that is one of the realizations that I came to lately. You know, where is our base? You know, we're out here in the diaspora, and we're being upstanding citizens wherever we may live, and we do contribute to where we live. But if anything, you know, should happen, for lack of a better phrase, if anything should happen, where is my base? And I see it in my people in Africa. That would be my power base. You know, I'm from Jamaica. I love Jamaica also. So Jamaica would be my base also. But, you know, where is our power structure? You know, so we as a community, we have to come together, you know, and start building our base. And that is one thing I want to stress about what we do here at the Sankofa Repatriation Assistance Program. Because one of the best things that we could do for ourselves and our posterity, our children and children to come, is that we leave them something of value, you know, something that could establish our power structure. And we try to establish businesses in Africa. So that is one thing that we're assisting our people to do and ensure that these businesses run forever. And also on top of that, we want to create a unity within the community, both in the diaspora and on the continent, because
To say this, brother, like as well as we got a places in Africa that people are going through so much, but we also have a new Africa where everything is growing. So a new Africa for the future. So that is why it's extremely important for us to understand the Western world is collapsing in front of our eyes. America's collapsing. Europe is collapsing in front of our own eyes. So we must need to understand the future lies to the African continent. So even the Chinese, the Europeans, they already understood that Africa is the future. They already understood that. So we must need to understand and go back there in order to have a footstep, a fingerprint in our own land. Because no matter if you're born in America, born in the United States, born in Jamaica, wherever, even in China, as long as you are black men or black women, you belong to that continent, which is Africa or Akabulan or Kemet. So it's your moral responsibility to go out there, at least help in whatever you can. So it is really important, my brother. That's why I keep saying to brothers and sisters in the United States, in UK, here, they don't really care about, because remember this system, this government, it was never designed to uplift black people. It's to oppress black people in any way, shape, or form. So we must need to understand, brother, it is about time for us to go back. For those of us who can afford to go, let's go. For those of us who can afford to stay here, who don't have no money, at least stay here to rebuild our community. That's why this world of Sankofa is have a meaning in our life.
Go back.
And then go back. Just go back.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
Not only physically, but spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
Go back.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, so one thing I want to add to what you say is, you know, Africa is not free until all its children are free. Now, some of our people here in the diaspora might be, you know, living otherwise comfortable lives and doing good for themselves, which is good. But some of us, we get complacent in this comfort zone and not knowing that a lot of our brothers and sisters throughout the world today are still experiencing severe adversities and certain atrocities meted out to them that was happening hundreds of years ago. It is still happening today. So, you know, until all is free, you know, I'd say none of us are free, you know. So, and our people that are here in the diaspora, you know, being comfortable, we got to realize this. We have to wake up and realize this. A lot of our people are still experiencing a lot of adversities today, and it is up to us to help each one. So
it's really about connection, brother. It's really about having the willingness to connect. Because if you put in your mind, like how can so many African people, like for example. They one of their major plans is to destabilize the entire African government. They destabilize the entire African government. As a result, so many African people they're coming to Europe seeking for a better life. So most of these brothers and sisters that are coming from Africa to they're coming by swimming. Their focus is, look, I'm going to come to Europe to seek for a better life. So they coming by any means necessary. Then we are here, brother, in the West. Some of us, we got a little 9-to-5 job. We can save a little money and get in touch with the people on the ground to say, you know what, look, I'm coming to, oh, I know Alpha Kwabo. Okay, yeah, where are you from? From Angola. Oh, Alpha, what do I need to do to come into Angola to see the family?
Yeah.
So it's really about connecting, brothers. That's what I say to you. Now is about time to connect ourselves globally. Not locally anymore, globally.
Globally.
So that's what it's about. In order to free, in order to liberate Africa, we must need to connect ourselves globally, not locally.
Great.
That's what I'm saying, my brother.
So, yep, and we're all going to pitch in and make this a reality. So, Alpha, we have watched a lot of your interviews so far. You do interview a lot of notable people, some of our people in the community. Can you tell us about one of your most memorable interviews that you have done?
One of my greatest interviews. It was with Professor James Small.
I've watched a lot of Professor Small's content, but go ahead.
Yeah, one of my greatest interviews, it was with Professor James Small, because he break it down why it's important for us to connect ourselves. So it was such a powerful interview to the point that I don't know if it's the CIA or the FBI, I don't know. So all we know is because of that interview, all of our computers got hacked at the same time.
Oh, wow.
And they deleted, they went to my Facebook, my YouTube channel. They deleted specifically only that video.
Oh, wow.
So Professor Jim Small's computers got hacked. They hacked my computer, some of our activists. So it was a really, really powerful interview. So that's why most of my interview, obviously because I work with different radio stations and TV stations in the UK, and we broadcast to the world, making sure our interview is being recorded in Africa, and then we put it on the DVD. The people in Africa, they put it on the DVD, and they spread it into the community. Just so the message can go to the rural villages. So that's why when we're doing this media, we have to understand most of our people in Africa, they don't have access into electricity, computer. They don't. Most of them, they never actually see internet. So we need to find a way to get the message on the ground. So the same way, so many brothers and sisters in America, they don't understand. They don't have no clue what's going on in Africa. They still think we're running with the diapers and in the middle of the jungle. So.
Right.
They don't understand that Africa has a great city just like New York, a great downtown just like Manhattan. You great big skyscrapers just like you in Atlanta, downtown Atlanta.
Yeah, and also that most civil war has ended. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why it is important for us to really connect ourselves globally, my brother. Not locally, but globally. Just so you understand, I got brothers and sisters. They think we live in the I'm going back and forth between the United States and UK most a lot of times. And then when I oftentimes say, "Oh, I come from Africa," they still ask questions like, "Oh, how many wives do you have? You got 3-4 wives?" So it's they have a completely wrong perception of Africa.
Yeah.
The
we
same
can see
way.
That. Rampant in our community.
The same way some of our African brothers and sisters in the continent, because of what they see on the media, they think the black people in America is all about shooting and drugs and doing robbery, and they don't understand that we got a great mind, great people, black people in the United States. So that is why it's extremely important for us to really connect, build this connection globally, just so we can then study each other's pain, each other's struggle. Then lead us to understand, look, now, Alpha Corp will come to the United States to see the reality here. Then I can invite you to go to the continent as well to see the reality. Then whatever we can help each other, we will help each other. That's what we must need to do, brother. It's really about us connecting. Each one reach one, each one teach one. We must need to connect, my brother.
Nice. Yep. That is a kind of the tune that I'm hearing coming across, you know, the need for us to connect. And I think we are, and I think a lot of us will, you know, start connecting even more. So, Alpha, can you tell us about the schools and orphanage that you help with in Angola?
Yes, brother. What we understand, brother, the system of education in Africa is completely westernized. European. We still got countries in Africa teaching Queen Elizabeth, Queen from England, from Portugal, from this, but even in the continent, we don't know our history. In the continent, we don't know our kings and queens. We renegade our ancestors into just slaves, and we only follow what the Western powers tell us what we should do. So. My biggest mission, and then I encourage everybody, my biggest mission is to go out in Africa, help to revolutionize the system of education in the continent of Africa. Because we need to get rid of all these, we need to get rid of all of this worldwide curriculum system.
Yep.
Yeah, that is definitely
Yeah, thank you. I definitely see that as definitely being a good start, a good, I mean, we need to know, like, the truth and what's going on. Is there anything that, you know, we could help as far as the schools or orphanage here? I mean, how could we be helpful in order to, you know, get this connection going? Like, you know, I know things don't happen overnight. You know, you just have to continue to pour into good things. So we really want to know, what can we do here? You know, as far as helping out with any schools or orphanage.
All you can do is simple. All you can do is simple. Save your money. If you got little money, save your money. Purchase your ticket and let me know. Alpha, actually, save your money and then come to me and say, Alpha, I want to come to Africa to see the reality there. Because all Africa needs is know-how. More than the money, what we need is a know-how. People that can go over there, teach them
right.
A little something in their life.
Uh-huh.
Because we are lacking of know-how. We don't have know-how
right.
In Africa. Some of the people, like the teachers, they study in Europe. So then when they go back in Africa, they go into with a westernized mentality, with the European mentality.
Uh-huh.
So we need, what we lack of is know-how, number one. Number two is technology. Because most of our brothers and sisters over there, they never saw a computer in their life.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm simply doing is, every time I go to Africa, is to help orphanage and schools to get back into their own feet, just so they can rescue those
mm-hmm.
those young princes and princesses to see the future. So it is about, my mission is about building,
mm-hmm.
making princes and princesses to become kings and queens.
Mm-hmm.
That's my main mission.
Thanks.
As I'm speaking, I'm working with 3 orphanages in Angola,
uh-huh.
4 schools in Angola.
So then, how many schools?
What I'm simply doing is, sorry?
Did you say 12 schools?
No, 4. 4 schools.
4 schools, okay.
Yeah, primary schools
uh-huh.
that I'm working with, and then 2 orphanages.
Okay.
All I'm simply doing is, I work in England, I save my money. 3
mm-hmm.
times a year, I go back to Angola and then bring in computers, bring in anything, bring
mm-hmm.
in my know-how to help them to understand their future,
mm-hmm.
to help them understand their history, to
mm-hmm.
help them understand
right.
technology.
Yep.
So I've been, obviously, I do in different African countries as well. I travel pretty much in majority of the African countries. That's what we asking brothers and
mm-hmm.
sisters in the United States, in Europe. We went through the library. We study. We learn a lot. So it is about time for us to go and give back to the continent, because right
yep.
here they don't really care about our know-how anymore.
Yeah.
That's why you see doctors, engineers working in McDonald's and KFC.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So
funny.
Our know-how is valuable in
yep,
Africa.
Yep.
So
yep.
All I'm saying to the brothers and sisters in the United States,
uh-huh.
save your little money.
Uh-huh.
And then reach out to brothers like me, and then we got so many brothers.
Uh-huh.
Their own acres and acres of land.
Yeah.
And they don't use that land. They don't even know what to do with on that. I mean, some of that land.
Wow.
So right there,
we
like
can have a farming partnership.
Wow, that is incredible.
Yeah, so right there, we can have Yeah, that's an opportunity. We could have a farming partnership right there. So you're saying someone has land there and someone here in the diaspora might have some financial resources and know-how and could form a partnership and do some farming.
Exactly. All you look, oftentimes, obviously, when I go to Africa and different countries, brothers and sisters reach out to me. We,
mm-hmm.
as we speak, we got Chinese.
Yeah.
British,
mm-hmm.
Portuguese. They're
yep.
going out there buying land.
Yeah. Exactly. So it's funny that we see all other nations move into Africa. It's funny that we see all other nations to move into Africa because they see some value there while our people can't see it. So, Alpha, it's really important for you to give out your social media information where people can find you. Before we have about 9 minutes left in the show, so I really wanted you to give that out where people can find you.
Okay. I'm simple. My name is Facebook, YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
You can find me. I've only got one name. It's
mm-hmm.
Alpha, A-L-F-A.
Mm-hmm.
And Quabo. Kuabo, which means enough in my language. Quabo.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Nice.
K for kilo, U for university, A for alpha, B for bravo, O for Oscar. Alpha Quabo.
Okay.
That's my last
nice,
name.
Nice. So we have a couple of things we want to cover before
we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, just A L F A. A L F A. Alpha
nice.
Quabo.
So we have a couple of things we want to cover before you go, before we let you go, and before the show ends. Tell us, you travel to Angola a lot, obviously. So I want you to tell us, do you currently see any of our brothers and sisters visiting, migrating to Angola? Do you see that happening now?
Brothers from the United States?
Yeah, whether it be from the United States or England.
No, because what happened is most of the brothers and sisters from the United States, they're going heavily into those African English speakers,
okay.
such as Ghana,
uh-huh.
Mainly Ghana. I've seen brothers and sisters in Ghana, a little bit Gambia, even though Gambia, but mainly in Ghana. So that's why...
Oh.
And then Nigeria.
Nigeria.
Because
okay.
it's easy because of the language. That's why I would like to see brothers and sisters come to Angola because Angola. I would like to see brothers come to Angola to Congo to some extent in different countries just so we can spread the know-how.
Mm-hmm.
So, but as I say to you, my brother. If you want to come to Angola or Congo, reach out. We got so many brothers and sisters ready to welcome you with open arms.
Where else?
Mm-hmm.
You can stay a hotel. You don't need to pay anything. Because when you're returning to the continent, you're returning to your homeland, the land
mm-hmm.
of your ancestors. We don't deal
nice.
with these hotels like European people, oh, you have to stay in hotel. No, you stay in our house. You eat in our
okay,
food.
I love it. I love
you
it.
You learn in our culture.
Uh huh.
So that
right.
is why most of the countries, when you come back there, you do a
mm-hmm.
ritual of welcoming.
Right.
They welcome you with a ritual.
Uh huh. So real quick, can you share with us what kind of opportunities if someone should decide to visit Angola? What kind of opportunities would be there for our people?
So many opportunity in terms of business. We're talking about like food sector. We're talking
mm-hmm.
about technology. We lack of technology.
Mm-hmm.
Health. There's so many opportunity out there, brother. That's why
yep.
in so many African countries, the Chinese can go out there. In the space of 1 or 2 years, he become rich.
Uh-huh.
So while we stay here working hard, and they don't even value our know-how.
Mm-hmm.
So we must need to understand, brother, once you get to Africa, you can, if you really got a knowledge, you can become rich in a space of 1, 2, 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm saying there's so many business opportunity out there that you can really explore. It's only down to you to get out of this prison, because to be honest with you, America, England is like a prison. They lack us in. They give us these little food stamps and benefits, and we think, okay, this is
you're
the end.
By.
I'll stay here.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But realistically, that is why I'm saying, my brother, let us just understand it. We need to go back. We need to build our base, my brother.
Thanks,
bottom line.
So one of the things that we wanted to talk about was, and I'm so sad that we ran out of time. We wanted to talk about, you know, what we can do individually to contribute to building the Africa that we want to see. Because I see there's a lot of good things that's happening already across Africa. In Ghana, there's a brother called Kwame Bediako. He's building some lovely communities there, some high-end communities. Also in Nigeria, we see Aliko Dangote. He's building one of the biggest oil refineries in the world right now. And in Senegal, we have Akon. He's building Akon City. So we have a lot of our people who are doing great works already. But can you tell us real quick, what can we do as individuals to contribute?
No, all you can do is simple, my brother, as I say to you. Get your ticket. Get your money. Get your ticket and reach out. We're going to get you in touch with the government, with ministers that can tell you where to invest. So simple, because as we speak, my brother, as I'm speaking to you, I got brothers and sisters with land that has diamonds and gold. But how he can explore that land, because he don't have the machinery to do it.
Yeah.
He don't have the money to do it. So we can go over there with our know-how. So it's simple. As I'm talking to you, I've got a land on the size of a small town. Myself, my land of my ancestors.
Yeah.
Like, I've been struggling to just getting people to understand. That's why right now I'm doing by myself, with my own money, here in the West, I'm doing by myself. Because I did a tour last year in the United States anyway. I did a tour telling the brothers and sisters that we must need to understand it is about time to go back, because the Chinese are going there. The Portuguese going there. The British are going there. And then they're becoming citizens of Angola. As we speak, we got Chinese, Portuguese, British, French with our African passport. So sooner or later, they will gain a total control of our territory. We can't even go fight back anymore. That's what we need. We need your know-how. We need the know-how of all of our brothers and sisters here in this Western world, Britain, United States, and France, to go out there and then put a fingerprint in our land. Say, you know what? Let us be the middleman. If let us be the middleman, we're the one who's going to deal with those Europeans. That's
great.
I'm saying to you, my brother.
Thank you very much.
And then my contact is simple. It's 444-77-800-75693. That's a WhatsApp number. So you can reach out anytime, and then I can point you the great direction where to go if you want to go to the continent.
Wow. Great. So the word is go back. Thank you, Alpha. I want to thank you very much for joining us today. We have run out of time, and we're going to close out the show. So we want to take this moment to thank you again for sharing all this information with us today. I'm pretty sure our community will find this information very useful and act on it.
Absolutely, brother. Yeah. Simple. Save
Thank
no
you.
Money because America's collapsing. Europe continent's collapsing. So better save
mm-hmm.
your money, especially with this
mm-hmm.
coronavirus and everything. You
mm-hmm.
better save your money because when the situations go down here, we as a black people, we're going to be on the first of the list. So we
mm-hmm.
should save your money, my brother. Africa is
mm-hmm.
the future, period.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We look forward to talking to you again in the future, sometime in the future. Alpha, we really enjoyed having you on the program. And I want to say thank you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
All right. No problem, my brother. So thank you for having me.
My pleasure. My pleasure. We'll talk again. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Adriana, for joining us today.
Bye.
We're going to go ahead and close out. All right, we'll talk to you later, Adriana.
Thank you, bye.
All right. So I want to thank everyone for joining us on the Sankofa Repipe podcast. We really appreciate you listening and tuning in every Saturday and Tuesday. I hope you have a great rest of your week. And bye.